G'day, welcome to Todd's Kitchen. While I'm on this weight loss journey, the biggest challenge I've had is snacks. Now, you can buy fruit roll-ups from the shops, but the thing is, they're full of preservatives, they're full of sugars, and they just don't taste natural anymore. And they're actually pretty expensive too. But the one I'm making today has got no preservatives, no sugars, and is very healthy and it tastes outstanding. So join me today as I make my version of fruit roll-ups. Okay, so to start off with, I'm going to use a blender. Now you can use a blender or a food processor, it's really up to you. So into this I'm going to put in a couple of pints of strawberries. Now you can leave it at that if you like, but you can also experiment with different flavors. That's what makes this really fun as well. So to those strawberries I'm also going to add in a mango. So we're going to pulse this through until we get a nice puree. So I've got a baking tray here lined with non-stick baking paper. So what we're going to do is pour our puree onto there. And just using a spatula, we're just going to even it out so it's nice and thin, but it's also uniform. The thing with this is if it's too thick in one spot, too thin in another, it's just going to cook unevenly. Okay, so my oven starts at 70 degrees Celsius, and so whatever that is in Fahrenheit, most ovens start about the same. So we want it on the lowest temperature you can have it at. Because basically what it's going to do is it's just going to dry this out. It's just going to evaporate all the liquid that's inside. Now, in the oven this is going to take about roughly 8 hours, give or take. Basically when you're able to touch it and it's not sticky, that means it's ready. Now just a word of warning, on the outsides, it will get a little drier when it's finished. Now that is completely normal. All you're going to do is just cut off the edges, so it really makes no difference at all. So we're going to stick this in the oven, and it's going to, as I said, it's going to take about 8 hours, but once you touch it and it's not sticky anymore, that means it's ready. Okay, so I've taken this out of the oven. I've also let it rest for about, say, 2 hours, and it's pretty good. Now it came up slightly thicker in the middle. I think it's because the pan has a slight indentation on it. But still, the outsides are fine. The inside is good as well. It's not sticky. It's a little, as I said before, it's a little thin on the outside. You just cut that bit off. It's nothing to worry about. But overall, it's turned out pretty damn good. So all you got to do now is just cut it up with some scissors, and it's good to serve. And there you have them. Some lovely tasting fruit roll-ups. Now you can use just about any fruit that you like. You can experiment. There really is endless possibilities with this recipe. And assuming you do it properly, it's 100% healthy too. No artificial sugars. The only sugar you're going to get is just from the fruit. And the kids, they're going to love these in their lunchboxes too. And let's not forget, they're also incredibly cheap to make by yourself. But assuming you put the right fruit combinations together, this is going to taste simply delish. Thanks for watching this episode of Todd's Kitchen. Please feel free to check out some of my other videos. And don't forget to show me the love by giving me a thumbs up, leave a comment, subscribe, and I'll see you next time for another delicious recipe.